You're a bot. Right? Well, I'm going to start if you're okay with that. You do? Great. I guess we have to use these. I learned that last time. Well, good evening. I'm going to call the first Tax Conference Committee of Tax Bill 2 to order. And I would like to just start by, the House has a gift. And we would like to sing Senator Rest, Happy Birthday. So join us all. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amos. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. So it's nice to be back, and I just want to say hello to you, Mr. Chair, and to all your conferees, and I thought we could just start with introductions with all of us, the staff, everybody who we think, with the commissioner and his staff, and so why don't you fire away, Mr. Chair.
Well, it's awfully good to see you again, Madam Chair, and good to see the House first conference committee, tax conference committee of the year, actually. So glad to be here. Rod Skoy, representing Senate District 2, which is a wide swath of northern and north central Minnesota. I've been on the tax committee for a while now and glad to be back for another run with you guys.
Ann Rest, State Senator for District 45, and that includes communities of Crystal, New Hope, Golden Valley, Ramsdale, and Plymouth, and I'm delighted to be here with my colleagues both in the House and the Senate.
Hi, my name is Carrie Dietzick. I'm the state senator from Senate District 60, representing Northeast and Southeast Minneapolis. It's the university area. I have university in Augsburg. So I probably have more students and more Smalleys than pretty much anybody else in the state. And I have been on the tax committee for 2 years now, and it's been very enjoyable, and I'm glad to be back as a conference committee member.
This way. I'm not used to this microphone. I'm Linda Slocum.
Push it down.
Yeah. I'm Linda Slocum. I represent District 50A, and that is West and Central Richfield, East and Central Bloomington. It's a little, you know. Anyway, this is my first year on taxes, and because I was such a fast learner, I'm on the conference committee.
Greg Davids, District 28B, that's Fillmore and Houston counties, and I would like to thank Speaker Thiessen for appointing me to this committee, and thank you, Chair Lencheski.
I'm Alan Chesky. I represent a portion of Bloomington, and it's great to be there.
I'm Jim Davney. I represent District 63A, which is part of South Minneapolis, and have the privilege of chairing the Property and Local Tax Division in the House, and I'm glad to be back here. It's always fun.
Paul Torkelson, I represent District 16B in South Central Minnesota, all of Brown County, a large portion of Redwood County, and a couple of townships in Renville County. I'm Republican lead on the Property Tax Division and my first round with the Tax Committee.
Paul Gazelka, I have District 9, which is Central Minnesota, includes towns like Little Falls, Wadena, Long Prairie. Been on a number of conference committees, but this is my first tax conference committee, and I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for putting me on there.
Lyle Coonan, and I represent District 17, which includes Candiohi, Swift, Chippewa, and most of Renville County. And I was on the tax committee in the House for 8 years, Madam Chair, and now 2 years in the Senate, Mr. Chair. So thank you.
Madam Chair, well, thank you. My name is Myron Franz, a Revenue Commissioner. I'm not here as a fast learner. I represent Slocum. I'm just here because I'm the commissioner, so I have no chance. But I'm here to represent the governor, and I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you.
Great. If you can, Commissioner, you want to introduce all the folks or ask them to introduce themselves, and you want to do House and Senate staff as well.
So I'll start with, okay, Mr. Cummings.
Paul Cummings, Legislative Liaison for the Minnesota Department of Revenue.
Jenny Starr, Senior Manager for Tax Policy with the Minnesota Department of Revenue.
For now. Oh, there's more in the back.
Yeah,
in the back? Okay, come on. Come up to, walk up here. There we go, yes.
Yeah,
Any more?
Okay. You know, Madam Chair, yes. Before you go to the staff, I really should mention that we do have a new arrangement in the Tax Conference Committee.
See that.
With the Senate staff on the other side. And change is hard, you know, so we're kind of going to see how this goes and see if we can work through the staff on different sides
Mr.
of the room.
Chair, we were wondering if what you wanted is for them to give you signals like in baseball.
That's right.
So you could see them and you know what, you know.
That's exactly okay. What we were thinking.
And, you know, Mr. Chair, I should say, listening as we went around, do you know that all the Senate conferees but one are former House members?
We're all house broke.
Wow. Okay.
That's not house trained.
Senator Dietz doesn't have.
I'm not house broken.
Well, I think we'll start with Mr. Michael and go all down the line and people behind and same here. And does everyone tell us who you are?
I'm Joel Michael from House Research.
Pat Dalton from House Research.
Steve Hines with House Research Property Taxes.
Andrew Biggerstaff with House Research.
Nina Manzi, House Research.
Hi, Kathy Schill, House Fiscal, and working with the Property and Local Tax Division.
Cynthia Templin, House Fiscal, State Taxes.
Brennan Fernandez, DFL Research.
Heidi Lock, Committee Administrator for the House Taxes Committee and the Property and Local Tax Division. Gina Kunish, Committee Legislative Assistant for the Tax. Stephen is
Paul Revisor's Office.
Brian Dahl, Minnesota Management and Budget.
Kristen Hall, Legislative Assistant for Senator Rust.
I'm Jacob Bowman, Committee Administrator to Senator Rust and the Tax Reform
Commission. Donovan Hurd, Tax DAs.
Steve Peterson, Tax Policy Analyst.
Eric Sylvia, Senate Council on Research.
Nora Pollack, Senate Council.
Shelby McQuay, Senate Fiscal.
Dan and
Diane. Legislative Assistant for Senator Skoy.
Krista Broughton, DFL Research.
Dan McGovern, Senate Republican. I think our page is hiding.
It's hiding behind, yes.
I'm Ben.
You're here for representation.
And Jack Paulson's not here today.
And you know, I should just say, we just please, you know, our dearest sympathies to Jack, and I appreciate so much all he does for all of us. You know, the loss of his mother, this is a difficult time, and we'll see him when he can be back. And we understand all of us, I think, our hearts and prayers. So, Mr. Chair, is there other housekeeping items we should take care of?
I do have one.
Yes.
The microphones at the table are fixed, and they really cause the our AV people heartburn when people start manipulating them. So they really shouldn't be touched once they're set. So the notion of turning them around, please don't do that. It really starts wearing them out. And they're not like the ones in the house where they're you can turn them around, turn them up, down, whatever. They're supposed to stay exactly as they are. Okay. And if you need to talk, then you should move away from
that's
the thing.
That's the one at the horseshoe,
not
right?
These
we were told last year that we need to talk into them right. Closer.
But the
no
ones
one
at the table should not be touched.
Okay.
And so if you don't want anybody to hear you, lean back. You know when you want people to hear you, lean forward.
The hand signals were going to be the strategy this year. Well, Mr. Chair, I really honestly don't have any big agenda tonight except to sort of talk with all of you about what you would like to do. You know, I don't see us being here too long tonight. I personally, and we the House Conferees were talking about this earlier, I don't know that we all agree with this, but I found that incredibly slow walking through of sides gets really painful. And I, you know, my hope is not to use at least the day I have the gavels doing too much of that. I think we all can read, and I know some people really like that. So There's definitely value for the public on some of it, but, you know, when we get into some of these really technical pieces like the department's policy bill and the department's revenue bill and some of the in-session items, and, you know, I just wonder if we can't direct staff like we did last year to work on the nonpartisan staff to work on compiling some of that information.
It's already been done.
And, you know, well, and it might be done in the Senate, but it hasn't been done from with us.
I mean, if you have it in your package.
So, you know, maybe we can make some assignments in that area, and then people can work on it before we come back again.
And Madam Chair, I think that's a very good idea. I think in your packets are some of the comparisons that the Senate and the House staff have been working on. Over the break, I think there was a fair amount of effort that went into that. What my idea would be with regard to this is we would start working on the sames and similars as much as we can and try to build our report off of that and see where we go from there, try to start where we're close. And maybe when we're working on, you know, say the TIF provisions, we would just look at the side-by-side in that area and have a little detail from staff on that, and hopefully, as you say, all of us can read, but hopefully if we're informing the conferees and the public what we're planning on working on before the meeting, people will have had an opportunity to have reviewed that and be prepared for those specific areas and not just sit and spend 2 days going through, you know, 30 pages of side-by-side.
Do other conferees have thoughts on how we might, you know, proceed over, say, you know, the next couple of years? I know, and sometimes we've had some people who worked on certain areas with, you know, a House and a Senate conferee or two on each side who really cared about a certain area to really spend a lot of time on that. I don't know how many of those we have this year, but, you know, nothing jumps to mind at the moment, but there might be some groups of people who want to work on some things.
Well, I think Senator Rest, just as an example, has spent a large amount of work working on some of the local government conformity or sales tax issues. So I certainly am going to count on her expertise in that area. But it doesn't mean it can't be done here at the conference committee table also. For me personally, I think that by early of this coming week, I would like to think that perhaps we'll spend the weekend looking through what we've got for sames and similars, and maybe we can do the unsession stuff. Maybe we can do some of the department technical stuff, maybe even Monday. And, a little bit of looking I've done at it, they're fairly close. I think you've got 8 things that were added to the unsession, and we have 3. We probably need to talk about those a little bit. But the rest of the stuff is all pretty much the same, and I think it's non-controversial. All the controversial stuff was pulled out as it went through the process. So if we can start clearing the deck of some of that stuff, I think it would be good. And then the staff can also start doing all the drafting that has to happen.
And Madam Chair, I think the department has been very focused in identifying some of the issues and the memos that they're sending to us in terms of communicating where even in the technical things there might be an improvement, suggesting language, and I think we're going to be paying very, very close attention to actual language, not just side by sides. And so that's going to be their memos, clarifying memos, Mr. Cummings, are going to be very helpful to us, and I appreciate them already.
Chair, I guess one thing I do want to mention since it's our first meeting is, you know, just kind of what the House is thinking as a body. And maybe you want to tell us your biggest priorities, but you know, the House really wants property tax relief. I think the bill says that. I hope people can see that. We're very serious about that. I know you had a successful day on the floor that day, but we had a unanimous vote on the House floor. And we feel pretty strongly that because of the situation we're in with a surplus, we've put some money in the reserves, we've done some tax cuts, we've done some federal conforming, we really would like to see more property tax relief for Minnesotans as the number one item for the Minnesota House. And just want to put that out there, so if you didn't know that, you know, would know that loud and clear. And
just, you know, your thoughts on what the Senate is looking to achieve in this bill by the time we're done.
Well, we have one provision that deals with county program aid. It's not as what you would identify probably as a property tax relief.
You did use the mic better.
Oh, it probably not view as a property tax relief because much of it would be hopefully a new initiative for aquatic invasives. But I think in this short session, perhaps we should focus on cleaning up some of the issues dealing with our local governments to make sure that we are consistent in our treatment of all of the local government areas. And then I think as a conference committee, you know, the way to resolve the differences that we're going to find is to try to start working where we're close and similar and try to get those resolved, and then we'll see how the areas where we have larger differences can be accomplished or not.
Well, Madam Chair, I think one of the things that, first of all, as you mentioned, there's been a lot done already. And I know the governor really appreciates the fact that we are talking about Tax Bill 2 now, not Tax Bill 1, that there was a lot done in the first tax bill. A lot was accomplished by both bodies in working with the governor. And so he's really pleased with that first bill, and he really understands the need for us to make some smart choices with the money that we have available to us with this current surplus. I know one of the things that he's likewise been concerned about is to making as to both of the priorities you both have mentioned, and that is property tax relief, but also local government aid, making some corrections and some consistencies. But beyond that, I think the governor really wants to make sure that we can help in any way to iron things out. I appreciate the comment Senator Rest made about the technical memos, and you're right, the staff, I think, have done a great job, but they've really done it in connection with the Senate staff and the House staff. They've worked really well together in bringing a lot of these issues together. So we really want to help in whatever way we can to help bring a really technically accurate and a bill that gets done what we want to get done in a way that makes sense. So I think at this point that's kind of where we're looking.
On the agenda for the evening, and I'm open to any other nine conferees who do. You know, I thought it was best to just start by reintroducing ourselves and kind of big picture thinking about where we're going. And at the risk of maybe being too candid, I think it's okay for me to say this, and I think you know, this isn't something Senator Skoy doesn't know. You know, I think we should look for this bill likely to be the last bill to close this year. I think because we have had already such a rigorous and difficult, let's be honest, negotiation on Tax Bill 1, although we did it without a conference committee. I mean, the House certainly was not happy with some of the things that happened in Tax Bill 1, and the Senate was not happy with the House. I think the governor was probably a little happy with both. But, you know, I think it needs to be said that the staff, Senate nonpartisan staff and the House nonpartisan staff, Senate Republican, House Republican, House and Senate Democratic staff has already worked so hard this session, and that is often forgotten, and all of the people in revenue. The amount of work and conversations and effort and detail and spreadsheet and language that went in to get us Tax Bill 1, which was $443 million in tax cuts, $150 million in the reserve, and more tax cuts going forward, was really remarkable. And so relatively, I think, you know, people feel like, wow, we kind of had the end of session negotiation already, but yet we have another tax cut bill in front of us, and we might get told something differently, but I think people should expect that we're not going to be done in a couple days here, the big finance bill and the bonding bill and things like that are going to get work done, and we'll kind of probably clean up is my guess, and I don't know if you want to comment on that, Senator Skoy.
No, I think you're right, Madam Chair, that something has to stay open in case issues come along at the end of session and they need a vehicle and a home, and many times that's the tax bill. So I would guess that we will not be closing this up until we're very close to the end of session. With regard to the work that was done in Tax Bill 1, you're absolutely right. The staff has really done a lot of work already. And so in that vein, I would like to think that if there are things where we're in agreement and we can move forward, sooner rather than later, would be helpful to the staff so they can put those things to bed and get the language drafted and ready to go. And not, if we know that there are things we're going to do, we should do them as promptly as we can just to help the staff workflow. But beyond that, my expectation is that until the bonding bill and those things, are the supplemental finance bill, are pretty close to being done, I think we'll be sitting waiting for session to close too.
And I think also in the spirit of trying to be as transparent as we possibly can, I think it's I think all the conferees know this and the commissioner, but there is not a global target for this committee yet or the large spending bill. Everything is not yet ironed out, so things are still moving around. So I think, we often get asked that, do you have a number yet? What's your target? We started with one, but I think people should expect to stay tuned. Senator Scoy, if you have thoughts on that.
I have not heard.
We've been told that we cannot be heard, especially me, so I'm sorry about that.
I'm leaning forward, Madam.
Sorry.
I think we'll let the leadership continue to work on their negotiations, and they will hopefully inform us of what is that final decision. But certainly within the realm of a lot of the issues, we can resolve a lot of this. And then the final little bit will have to come at the end.
Okay. Anything else from anyone else? Anything that would be helpful for us? Because I'm getting ready to adjourn unless people want to talk about something else, and except for to ask Senator Scoy. Ask Senator Scoy what he's thinking for maybe next time you want to meet and when that might be, et cetera. But unless there's anything else, finish up, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think we'll meet on Monday. I know earlier we'd had some conversations about not, but with the floor schedule like they are, and we're uncertain as to if one of us might get hung up and have a long floor session, I think we should probably plan on meeting every day, and then if the floor sessions drag on, probably to not. So my expectation, I did talk to the Senate folks on managing the floor. Their goal, and I think the House's goal is the same, is to start meeting in the morning, trying to be done by 3 or 4 o'clock. So what I would hope to do is meet Monday afternoon, and I'm going to say, I'll say 3 o'clock, but half hour after the last body adjourns. And I would like to think that we're able to take a good look at the unsession provisions and see if we can't adopt some of those. And then, if Madam Chair, if it's okay with you, and we could have the staff and make sure that their same similar provisions are listed out for the members to take a look at. And, we've got Friday and the weekend, so take a little look through some of those things. With regard to the unsession, I think you've had the same policy. If there are controversy in those, we've just been removing them. I think most of the controversy's out of it, but if there is, we should, because now is the time where I'd like to think we'd move some of that on Monday and maybe make some progress on some of the other sames and similars if we can.
I should just say maybe we should ask Senator Gazelka or Representative Davids or Representative Torkelson really how the floors are going to go next week. Since we all know that they're really,
Madam
we
Chair,
know that those three are really in charge of how long we're on the floors in the
Madam
various
Chair,
bodies. Senator Gazelka.
On our part, it will be smooth.
Representative Davids, what's going to happen next week?
Madam Chair, I cannot make the Gazelka.
Representative Torkelson, how's it going to go on the House floor next week?
I will have just as many hour-long speeches as I had today.
Well, that's a good sign because that was zero. So, okay, well, I so appreciate everyone coming and being and all the work that's gone into this so far. And unless there is something else, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn, and we'll see folks on Monday.
Thank you, Madam.
Hey, thank you. We are adjourned.